Blog Talk Radio.
Victoria, she made a living direction. Good morning, Edna.
following his direction. So if you all want to put in the chat, we're moving forward. All these to you on this morning, that's my moving forward to me. Direction from the Lord and gratitude, gratification. That's how. Good morning, Penny. How are you? That's what moving forward is to me on this morning. So that's what we're going to be talking about moving forward. Those things that hold us back. And sometimes you have to let go those heavy weights, the heavy soul burden, those heavy weights that just won't allow you to move forward. And it's not that they don't allow you to move forward. Sometimes we don't allow that to move us forward because we hold on to burdens. We hold on to those things that keep us from climbing to the next. Sometimes fear keeps us from moving forward. We feel like, how can we move forward? We're so fearful of the thing that's before us. But what I come to realize that whatever may be for us, that God is for us, who could be against us? So even though we may feel like those things are against us, yes, we know there's forces in the world, but greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So God will conquer all those enemies, all those giants, all those demons when we try to move forward. And you may feel like a pulling and a tugging, and God, every time I take 5 steps, bam, I get knocked back 7. But my dad always said, you keep on stepping, and before you know it, all those steps that had, that kept knocking you back, and you take a couple steps forward, you're going to keep going even further than the steps that you took over the last time. Hallelujah. Wait just one moment. No? Can you all hear me? Because I'm steady going on and on, and I don't know, could you all hear me or not? Could you just type in the chat, did you hear me? Let me see. I thought my mute was off. Yeah, my mute is off, so let me see. Type in the chat whether or not you can hear me. Yes, you can hear me? Oh, good, 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 good. I thought you all couldn't hear me. I'm sorry. That's why I stopped, because I thought you can hear me. Okay, great. Thank you, Mary and Penny. Amen. And Edna. Amen. Amen and amen. Good. So what I'm saying to you on today is those things that keep you bound, those things that keep you from not moving forward. Thank you, Ms. B. Not moving forward in life. Those are the things that have you bound. Those are things that keep you so bottled up when you can't move forward. And sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes we don't actually move forward because we actually feel like our age. Sometimes our age keep us handicapped when we feel like we can't move forward. Good morning, Sister Jewel. When we feel like, good morning, Jane. How are you? When you feel like you can't move forward, sometimes our age keep us bound. But we allow our age to keep us bound. We allow our age to make us feel like we can't move forward. Or because this next task that God asked me to do, I'm too old now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people feel like in their early 20s that they're too old. Sometimes they feel like if they in their 30s or 40s or 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they too old to move forward and what God called them to move in. Look, I'm forever taking leaps and bounds. Even though I may be a little fearful stepping out there, but I step out there because I know that God has me. If God has me, I know I'm going to be okay. Yes, I could have said, oh, my gosh, you're writing your second book at 50-something years old. Why? God told me to. So what am I supposed to do? Sit back and not do it? Yes, I'm going to hone in that sentence. I know that we got authors on here. I know we have entrepreneurs on here. Yes, you may have a 9-to-5 job, but I know there's some things in you that you want to do. Now, I'm not saying to quit your job, but there's other things that you can do outside of your job, outside of the workplace where you feel like God is calling you to. Some people do their own homemade products, and they want to really dive into that thing now. Dive into that thing. And don't be afraid or ashamed of rebranding yourself. Mm-hmm. Rebranding yourself. When you let go of all of that heavy weight, that weight that's having holding you back, you know, you'll be able to, you'll feel a lot lighter, first of all, and you'll be able to move forward. I know that God is with me. I know that he's everything to me. I know that he is all because he's the only one that I trust, and I do. I put my confidence in no man. It's like I can't do nothing without God. So that's why I asked the question on today in terms of moving forward. What does that look like to you? Moving forward to me is gratitude. I'm grateful for every step, God, you allow me to take. And on top of that, the direction of the Lord. Good morning, Mom. The direction of the Lord, moving forward in him. I love to move forward in the Lord because there's no one else I want to move forward in. I always want to be, some people have to have like a cheerleading corner. No, I want to be in God's cheerleading corner. Some people like to be in the popular club. Well, I want to be in Jesus' popular club. That's the popular club I want to be in. Amen? So I'm going to try to read this here comment up here. I think Clyde said something up here with some comments. So he said, good morning. Oh, good morning, Cousin Camille. How are you? Amen. So I thought you all was commenting. I said you could put in the chat, what does moving forward look like to you? What does moving forward look like to you? And y'all can always comment on each other's things within the chat. Sometimes I do. I know my cousin Camille do. But what does moving forward look like to you? I am no longer going to be bound, and I'm not going to allow folks to hold me back. And you know another thing that holds us back? Our thoughts and our mind, our mindset, our process. I dream not just for me. I dream for my children. I dream for my family. I dream for people who I don't know. I dream for people. When you call me on the phone, I'll be dreaming for you. And I finally got to a place where I could start dreaming for myself because it was a long time before I started dreaming for me. I was dreaming so much for my children but not dreaming for myself. Did I think it was impossible for God to use me in a mighty way? No, I didn't. But for some reason, I was just focus on their dreams and not mine. But later in life, you know, when God, he has started tugging at you, and it's crazy because it was, my children was in middle school, and I had left to go to California for like 6 weeks. And in that time, God taken me from a familiar place where I was able to focus. God was able to pour into me. He says, while Maya's in dance school, you need to be writing your book. I mean, he was just dropping all kinds of stuff. While Michael in piano class, you need to be honing in on this. And I'm like, oh, my God, sometimes you have to be away from your home. And I'm not necessarily saying relocating, but I'm saying even if you go to a spa, even if you go to a park and sit, or even if you take a ride to the mall, or you sit in the parking lot or something like that. Sometimes I always sit in your car, it's always safe. But I'm just saying those places where you're taken from your home and all the distraction, everything that surrounds you, you're able to hear God. And that's another thing what I really wanted to charge you all on with today. Build your prayer life back up again. And I know we all pray 3 or 4, 5, 6 times a day, yes, but that quiet time before you and God, find a designated time where you just go before him, where you just go before him. You're not asking for anything. You just worship it and praising him. Let me tell you, you will feel a whole lot better, even if you just get up and say, you know what, before I turn on my TV, before I check my phone, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. You will feel so much better on the inside. Amen. I just wanted to read a couple of comments. Leaving those dead things dead. Yes, because we are forever. Good morning, Evangelist Pickett. We are forever picking up those things that's already a dead weight to us, picking up those things that's already gone, picking up those things that have left us, but we still holding on to them. We hold on to bad attitudes. We hold on to bad mindsets. We hold on to things that we should not hold on to. Oh, this is how they used to do it years ago, so I'm going to continue to do it that way. When you feel God shifting you in a new way, but you're still holding on to those old things, let those things go. And trust me, when I tell you, you will flow. Trust me, when I tell you, oh, hallelujah, God will use you such an amount mighty way if you let those things go. But sometimes we don't because it's familiar to us. It feels comfortable for us. Look, my comforters and my dad felt good to me when I was holding on to them, when I was going through my depressed state, okay? I had to let the comforter go and just get a regular blanket, sis, because I was forever like, ooh, love them, that comforter. I don't care if it was in the summertime. but it was a comfort to me. Let that thing go. And as I began to remove the layers of the comforter to lay on the blanket that's underneath the comforter. You know how we layer our beds, the blanket that's what's underneath the comforter. When I let that go, when I let the sheet go, I was able to move out. My mom always said that the bed weakens you. When you stay in it for so long, it weakens your strength. It weakens you, and it does. I had to get up from that place, and I had to move on from that. So whatever didn't want to be with me, let it go. Say goodbye to whoever say I no longer could do this. Okay, then you can't. But when I'm telling you to let things go, it could be a bad attitude. Waking up every day with a bad attitude would cause you to stop moving forward in life. And don't you know you make choices when you wake up in the morning, when you decide to wake up in the morning and you say, okay, you can really feel yourself shift. I feel myself shift sometimes. When I wake up in the morning and I just like, I'm like, girl, get yourself together. Don't do that to yourself. You want to ruin your whole day and everybody else around you because you decide to have a bad day. No, you choosing right now to have a bad day. And you know you can control it. I know I'm saying something. I know you can. I know you do sometimes. You sit there, you wake up, open up your eyes, and a thought from your mind, and that take you into a whole nother realm. Don't allow that to happen to you, and don't allow people to do that to you. Because sometimes you can have somebody right there waiting for you to wake up and for them to start yang, yang, yang right in your ear. Don't receive that. Let all of that stuff go. Move forward on your day. Move forward in life. No, if God is for you, who could be against you? Move forward on today. So I just wanted to challenge you all on this week. So when you hop on here next Tuesday, I want you to put in the chat, oh, my God, I tried it, and it really worked. What I tell you, and I have fell off as much as I pray all day long, but I fell off from that quiet time with just me and the Lord, no distractions, no nothing. You know, and when I got back to that place again, I was like, oh, my God. First, I wept and cried because I'm like, Lord, I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? Because we get so caught up in the busy work, being so busy that we even forget about God, and we say, oh, God, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, God. We do that for a couple of minutes, and then we out the door. Then we on to the next, you know. But when I had to get back to that place, that intimate place with me and the Lord, ooh, it's nothing like it when I tell you. So I am telling you, and I'm charging you all on today, if you have not, and I'm not saying that you don't, but those who have felt like they've fallen off just a little bit from that quiet time. Now, I'm not saying about praying over your food and praying during the day while you're sitting there, God, I thank you and I bless you. So that time, that's really good too, because that's all I do all day. But I'm talking about that quiet time, early in the morning, late at night, the middle of the day, wherever you choose to worship the Lord, where you find that time, a couple of minutes of the day. If you can start with a couple of minutes before, you know, it's building up. It builds up and it builds up. Praying to God. Amen. Praying to God. Amen. Let me read this comment. Reverend Pickett says, Evangelist Pickett, yes, it's needed. It's so, yes, you got that right. Yes, Jean. Yes, Evangelist Renee. It is needed, I'm telling you. And it is needed for a time like this. It never before is needed. It was needed from the beginning of time. But it is needed. And you need that for your own personal space. You need that. You really do. So sometimes we feel as though that's enough. And we sit there and we be like, Lord, I bless you. I thank you. Yes, that is great. But I'm talking about that intimate time with you and the Lord where there's no distractions, no phone ringing, and even the phone ringing, you're not answering it. It's just you and God, and take your focus off of everything and focus on God. Amen. So for those, another thing, on next Tuesday, because my live is getting ready to end, but on next Tuesday, I have a guest that's coming on. And when I tell you, Yolanda Barnes, her testimony from being broken to where she is at today, being restored, when I told you, only God, hallelujah, when God restores you, when he restores you, oh, God, I thank you. This is another thing. In the midst of being broken, in the midst of feeling like, Lord, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, in the midst, keep moving forward. Because those times when I was broken, those times when I felt like I couldn't get up and move forward, God always had me doing a work. He always thrust me to do something else. He always moved me to go to that next level. Even when I said, God, how are you going to have me go to the next level and I'm hurting like this? But what I found out was that some of my healing came from the work that God had me to do. I was being healed in the midst. Why? Because it called me to minister to other people, and it caused that feeling of being so broken to be mended, because I was helping somebody else out. So it's like taking your own medicine, taking your own thoughts, taking your own food that you feeding somebody else to be nourished. And that was a part of my healing. And God knew it. He knew that he was going to heal me. And that's how God healed me. Hallelujah. Yes, he laid his hand upon me. And yes, God healed me. But in the midst of not being stuck, in the midst of not letting what happened to me hold me back, God pushed me out there. I had to continue to minister. I had to continue to do my job, wake up every morning, go to work from 9 to 5. Then I had to do my ministry work in the midst of being hurting. But when I was hurting, I was being mended because I was helping other people go through different situations. Hallelujah. So when I tell you, moving forward, even when you feel like, God, I have nothing else to give. You got something else to give because God is in you and pouring in you, within you, outside of you to other people. So just be encouraged on today and know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Know that he's on your side. And even at times, these times that we live in, when we're looking at the news and we're seeing everything that's all around us, don't you know if God is for you, who could be against you? He's there with you. He's helping you. He's strengthening you. People talking about a famine. Don't you know that God would never leave you hungry? He would never leave you abandoned. He would never abandon you. Don't you know that he will fill your cup? Hallelujah, to which it's an overflow of things happening to you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So be encouraged on today, and don't be so fearful of the stuff that you see. Trust God. When you see stuff and it startles you, trust God. Amen. So be encouraged on today. Oh, my God, I was so blessed by this word on today. I was so blessed about moving forward because Lord knows I feel like sometimes, but I got to move forward. I can't be stuck in that place where I know the enemy wants me stuck, because if I'm stuck, I won't be able to help myself and help nobody else out. Amen. So be encouraged on today. Let me see. Can I read some of your comments on here? Jean says, I'm so guilty of finding time, amen, for everything else. Moving forward, I know that's right, Jean. I'm going to do different starting. Yes, I think I just lost it. Amen. Yes, Jean. Amen. Amen and amen. I know that is right. Amen. Darlene, how are you? Blessings to you. Blessings to you. Amen and amen. So let me just check my messages, because my tech team, my mother and my sister Penny is on here, and they tell me everybody who's on before. I see Mary Pascoe with mom and Miss Darlene. Amen. So God bless. I know that's right, Jean. What you saying? No, but I'm starting when? Now? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again because just one moment. Amen. So I want you all to make sure that you're on next week. I don't know what's wrong with this phone here. We're on next week. So my guest that's coming on next week, she has a powerful, powerful testimony. And I want you all to be able to just come on and just hear her testimony, because it is so powerful, and I am so excited for her, since I'm going to do different. Amen. Starting today, yes, keep me in all of your prayers. I sure will. I sure will. I sure will, Jean. Amen and amen. So I'm going to close out here, and all hearts and minds are ready. I'm going to pray out. God bless you all, and I am just so super excited. Love you too, Cousin Camille. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bless you and I thank you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. Oh God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you, God, for all possibilities, that God. God is nothing impossible with you, God. I thank you for strength. I thank you for love. I ask you, God, if you would just go to Mary Pascowitz's family right now, God, for the love of her son. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Heal her body, God, for losing her son, Father God, on today. Touch her, strengthen her, God. We thank you for her strength. We thank you for her might. We thank you, God, for allowing her to have strength, God. Even the loss of her loved one, Father God. Lord, she's still loving you. She's still embracing you, God. She is rejoicing because she knows that her son is with you, Father. God, touch her whole family right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Show up in a mighty way, God. Move like never before, God. Touch Mary's heart on today, God. Touch her heart right now, God. Mend it together again, Father God, so she has the memories of her son, God. Oh, God, we do thank you, Lord God. I thank you, God, right now, God. Heal her mind, God. Heal her body, God. Touch all her children, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch his dad on today, God. Do it right now for your glory, God. Touch her whole family, her children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. Go before the Wilson family. Go before Miss Marlene on today, God. God, we ask the God if you would touch her body right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just a touch from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. A touch from you, God. Hallelujah. We know you're able to restore. We know you're able to heal, God. And God, we bless your name on today. Oh, we thank you, God, on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to lift us up and keep us, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, God, on the cross for our sins. You said, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And touch Aunt Chloe, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that we love him and he knows we love him, God. You're welcome, Mary. Praying for you and your family. You're such a strong woman. Yes, you are. God bless you. I am just so just happy on today when I see people drawing strength from the Lord, because losing a loved one is not easy, and we all know that. But when you can find strength in the Lord, when you can get your joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's your strength, the joy of the Lord. Because when you don't have this joy, it weakens your bones, it weakens you, it weakens your muscle, your mind. But when you find joy in the Lord, that is your strength. Amen. So God bless you all. I see you all on next week. And be blessed. And I see you all on next Tuesday for my guest that's coming on. You guys, so excited for her. So God bless you. And I see you all on next Tuesday. God bless. God bless. God bless you. Amen and amen. And let Mary know in the chat that you all are praying for her. I see Camille have praying hands. Amen. 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 God bless you all. And for those who are dialing and listening to YouTube too. Amen. Those who have dialed in, if you all want to comment, if you press 1, I could take your call if you want to comment. Not sure. Because if you dial in, you can comment on, I can bring you in on there. Amen. No? Amen. So God bless you all, and I'll see you all on next week. What are you doing? Going to be doing different with your prayer life? I know Jean already said she's starting the day. Amen. God bless you all. See you next week.